This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey. Intense fighting in Libya this morning. Rebel forces are inching toward Tripoli and fighting what could be a turning point in Libya's civil war. There are fierce battles going on in the towns and on the roads leading to the capital city, and civilians are fleeing in anticipation of a rebel onslaught. It remains unclear this morning if Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is still in Tripoli. He appeared on state television last night to deliver a message of defiance. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in the city of Zawiya and has the latest. Good morning, Lulu.
Good morning.
Give us an overview of the nationwide picture here. Where is the fighting going on right now?
Well, the most important front line is just to the east of here, and that is just past a town called Jadaim here near Zawiya. It's about sort of 12 miles to the east of the city, and you can hear from where I am the very fierce fighting that's going on. Gaddafi's forces are using heavy weapons, firing mortars, rockets, and you can hear the thud of them repeatedly. On the other side, you have the rebels that are trying to push forward down that road to Tripoli to make their way into the city. The fighting, we've been told, is extremely fierce. It began about 7 a.m. this morning. Everyone took a breather last night after Zawiya was effectively, they say, liberated from Gaddafi's forces. As one rebel commander told me, we're throwing everything we can at it. This is the last stages of the battle.
And even as the rebel forces are moving toward Tripoli, there's fighting inside the city already.
What we're seeing is two different things. There's a sort of more formal rebel force. They helped with the fight here in Zawiya and are now at the forefront of pushing forward down the road towards Tripoli. And then, of course, inside of Tripoli itself, you've always had sort of armed cells that have been operating against Gaddafi. Those armed cells yesterday coordinated a sort of uprising, if you will, in several neighborhoods. What we are being told is that they are facing heavy oppression by Gaddafi's forces. They are using heavy weapons against these fighters, and these fighters only have very light weapons. And so it's becoming very difficult to sort of hold their neighborhoods.
And how are the Libyan people responding to this new intense fighting and what appears to be a looming decisive battle in this war?
Well, what we're seeing is certainly civilians fleeing the battle area. There's been long lines of cars leaving Tripoli, leaving other battle zones for safer areas, some with their belongings strapped on their back. And people do feel, as one person told me, that this is the zero hour. This is culminating in the final face-off between the two sides. I think people had really been hoping that Gaddafi was going to step down now that he is effectively surrounded. The roads to the east, the south, and the west of Tripoli are effectively cut off by the rebels. They were expecting him to sort of give up. But yesterday he came on air in a scratchy audio broadcast that he said was live. He gave the date repeatedly so people would know that it wasn't pre-recorded. And he basically said that he was going to go down fighting, that he was not going to give up. He called on his loyalists to join in the battle. And so people now feel that this is going to be a very bloody, difficult finish to this war. And so they're girding for that now. They know that getting into Tripoli is going to be hard. Winning Tripoli is going to be even harder.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Zawiya. Thanks, Lulu.
You're welcome.